JKTE Mobile. To JKTE Mobile.
4CBA Mobile.
Afternoon, this is W2JKT.
JKT, did I get that right? Golly, Dave. Oh, man, you got to remind me of your name. Name is David. And I'll be in here for just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I recognize the voice and the call. Yeah, name here's Eric. I know we've spoken a couple of times. How are you today?
Eric, I'm headed to Advance Auto. I've got about probably 4 gallons of motor oil, and I don't want to do another oil change because it's heavy. I don't know how much oil weighs, how many pounds per gallon, but I think it's definitely heavier than water. But anyway, so, you know, lifting it up over the trunk, lip and everything, and, you know, I'm not a young man, so, oh, me, it just takes a little effort.
Business on recycling the oil, I think the motor oil, maybe a little less than water, I think it floats, if I remember correctly, so, yeah, because, like, I know cooking oil will float on water. I think motor oil does the same thing. I think it's, like, 7 pounds or something. But it's still heavy. You know, one oil change in my pickup truck is, like, 2.5 gallons. So I just go ahead and take it in every time. Because, yeah, 5 gallons of motor oil would be really heavy. And I don't think I have a container that's that big. So, yeah, so that's cool. I'm just on 85. Just got out of work. Passed an exit 35 here on my way back up to Shelby.
So, so you live up there near the Hamfest, I assume?
Yeah, a little ways from the fairgrounds, but yeah, the Hamfest, the 2021 Hamfest is kind of indirectly one of the reasons that I moved to Shelby this year. When I was up there in 2021, I went to the local bike shop to go on a bike ride with their group there, and I met a young lady there, and you know, one thing, you know, led to another, and now we're together, and I moved up this summer, so, yeah, it's going well, so now I'm commuting to Shelby every day after work.
C4CBA Mobile. Well, that is awesome. I'm glad for you. I hate you have to do the commute, but I'm sure that's not a lot of fun. But anyway, I have arrived. So I live in Taylor's, and everything's just right here. You know, I got, you know, just about anything I need. It's just right here within a mile and a half of my house, so it's a great place to live. Other than being in an HOA, I can't put a tower up, but but I can put up a wire in the tree, so anyway, I'm going to jump out of here for a minute. If you're still around, I'll holler at you when I get back, KB4CBA.
This is W2JKT Mobile, standing by.
KT, WB4EAM.
How are you?
Hey, sitting here watching the 3D printer do some work, and I decided to get out my little CNC router to do something with it, a sign with it a while back, and it wouldn't work anymore, and I found out that it was one of those deals where the what I bought off of eBay happened to be a pirated Chinese unit, and so I had to buy a new controller board and a new license and to get that going, so I'm waiting on that board to show up today.
Not what I'm doing right now, but well, curious, what are you printing?
A little adapter for this board, the controller board was not designed for this housing, but they came up with a little some adapter pieces to make it fit in the housing nicely. On the website of Planet CNC is who I'm going with, and somebody designed these things and published them on Thingiverse or something like that, where you can go download 3D models.
It's awesome that we can do that these days. You know, it's not been very long that 3D printing has been a thing. Courtney's older son is really into it. He really wants a 3D printer more than anything, so I was thinking about maybe getting him one for Christmas. But then I got to think about something for her younger son that's about equivalent value, and I don't know what to buy a 7-year-old that would be about the cost of a 3D printer. So if you have any suggestions, let me know.
On whether he's into gaming or not, I guess I hope not for for his sake. But there's probably plenty of stuff in that category that a 7-year-old would like.
If both of her kids are just glued to the screen most of the time with video games, it's a problem. Like tonight, I'm going over there to cook spaghetti for dinner tonight, and I'm going to try to teach them how to play some card games. The older one especially, he's interested in learning how to play Texas Hold'em, so I might try to pry them away from the video games tonight and teach them a card game or two. So hopefully that'll go over well, and at least get them off the video games for a couple of hours.
Yeah, kudos to you, because I tell you, I rue the day that we ever bought James a Nintendo or whatever the first thing was that we bought him. And that kid is a senior in college now, and he's still into that stuff. And he says that's his recreation. That's how he relaxes. And I guess I can understand that to some degree, but you got to keep it in perspective. It's too hard to get them away from it. W2JKT, WB4EAM.
AM, W2JKT. Yeah, it's a problem. You know, they designed those games with lots of flashing and motion and all kinds of things to keep you stimulated, so you don't want to go away from it. I know it's really, really difficult to get those kids off the computer at bedtime and get them to go to bed, because they just want to sit there and play those games. And they will do it, like, on a weekend, games until he just can't stay awake anymore and passes out. So, it's a bit of a problem, but just not sure really what to do about it, except try to give them other things to get interested in.
Some other things, and then come up with some sort of reward system, say, like, okay, if you do these chores, then you get 2 hours on the video game or whatever, you know, kind of structure it. Well, you've got to earn this. It's not just a freebie to have any time you want it, I guess.
They're Courtney's kids, you know, and I'm not their biological dad, and, you know, I don't really, you know, it's only been a year, so I'm not trying to get too involved, but yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to provide, you know, something to get interested in, let them turn away from the video games voluntarily. I'm not in a place yet where I can just, you know, kind of be an authoritarian and say, you're putting it away. So, you know, it's just, you know, tiptoeing for now, but, I can do what I can, and I will, so we'll see how it works out.
Perfectly. Well, anything you can do to get them involved in something else other than that would be a good plan, of course. So good luck with it. I hope you can. So I know you're a busy guy. Any you think you might get any antennas up anytime soon up at your place?
Before I go look at it and try to figure out how to put up a dipole, the harder it looks. My property just isn't laid out really well, and I've got an overhead power line on the side of the property that would actually be good for an antenna, so I don't really want to mess with that. So it's a difficult problem to crack, and, I've always got the buddy pole, so if I want to just get online for a day, you know, it's a 20-minute setup. So I might just end up going with that, but I haven't really had time to set up an HF at all and do any of that. Her older son is a little bit interested in ham radio, but not really interested enough to be enthusiastic about it, and, we always have other things to do. So, you know, ham radio has kind of been, at home anyway, falling on the wayside, so my time in the car here is pretty much all I've been doing.
The pause there and see if anybody else wanted to jump in. Yep, I understand. Well, I was thinking at one point you said something about maybe putting up a VHF antenna, so maybe you could work one of the repeaters down this way from up there and, stay in touch that way. But, you know, you get plenty of time on this machine on your commute. So do you ever use the what kind of range does the D-Star machine over in Clemson have?
Got to be back in a minute. He was just going into advance to drop off some oil. But, hey, David, you still around? Well, the D-Star machine in Clemson's gone because it was mine, so I took it with me. And it's currently in my garage, and I'm looking for, you know, the ham club. I'm going to offer it to them here and see if they can find a place in Uptown Shelby to put it so I can get into it. I do have a dual-band vertical up about 20 feet right now, and I can just barely open the squelch on the 610 machine. But I can't really do anything meaningful with it. So maybe if I can get up a little higher or maybe put a beam at some point, I could do that. But as it stands right now, I haven't really been able to hit any of the repeaters down this way from Shelby.
Stan, yeah, it's a pretty good haul. It really is. So be nice if there was like a 6-meter repeater or something in between, about halfway in between. You could probably make that a little better. But anyway, well, I'm let's see, what else have I got going on? I'm going for my pre-op appointment tomorrow on the foot, and surgery's on the 18th, and after that I'll kind of be laid up here just playing radio and computer, I guess, for a few months. Not fun, but I have to try to work Thanksgiving and stuff in there as well. But bought a discount antenna, a wideband discount antenna I'm going to put up above my TV antenna. And I've got a R8600 coming. Found one at a decent price on eBay.
The receiver, so that'll be a lot of fun. There's a lot to listen to, and a discone will, you know, pick up pretty much anything that's close by, or even NHF far away. So yeah, you'll have a good time with that. There is a 6-meter repeater in 6 Mile, I think. I would have to do some looking and see what it's up about, but I think it's an FM repeater, so vertical pole. So my I do have a 6-meter vertical, so maybe that's something to look into.
Not the elevation, so don't know exactly where it's located, but I see I'm gonna have to do some work on this 3D printer. My filling stuff or support stuff must be moist, even though I threw a desk and package in there. It's making little curly cues of it and making a mess. I'm going to have to stop this thing and clean up and then turn it, let it start back again. So, well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hi, and maybe Dave will jump back in there and have a safe trip home. And oh, by the way, the airplane engine is on, just a couple more things to hook up, and so hopefully in the next day or two we'll be able to run that and see how she goes. W2JKT, safe travels, WB4EAM.
Sorry about the airplane. It'll be good to see that thing back in the air again. But yeah, have fun with your 3D printer. I'm going to deal with some traffic here. Looks like I got some brake lights up here, and go home and take some ibuprofen. I don't know if I told you, but I had that tooth out last week and the bone graft done, but it's still a little painful here today. So anyway, have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Best 73. This is W2JKT. I'll be mobile and listening.
W2JKT, I believe it is. Eric, you're still around, KB4CPA.
W2JKT, how's it going, David?
I'm 4+ gallons less lighter of motor oil than I was a few minutes ago. Did I get your call right?
I wasn't really listening. I just heard I heard JKT. It's W2JKT Juliet Kilo Tango.
Yeah. Dang. I'm going to have to write that one down. Actually remembered somebody's call sign. Well, I'm so used to, you know, doing radio at the house, and you know, you can type in the call sign and immediately know whether a person, you know, who the person is and where they live and that kind of thing. And so I guess I could do that on my phone or something, just have a QRT up on my phone, but it's kind of hard to do that and drive at the same time.
Just a bit of that. There's a section here in I-85 where I don't really receive this repeater that well, so I'm sorry, but I missed a good bit of that.
Okay, you didn't miss anything. I won't even bother to repeat it. But anyway, well, so how long does your
Had about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes each way, and I only go in 2 to 3 days a week, and I picked myself up an electric vehicle to do the commute in, and it actually has this Super Cruise feature where it will basically drive itself once you get it on the freeway, so it's really a pleasant commute. I can sit here and talk on the radio, and, you know, if I have to mess with the radio, I can do it. It does have eyeball sensors, so if you look away for too long, it'll start screaming at you, but, yeah, it's not too bad at all.
What car is it?
Chevy Bolt EUV, so it's kind of this little sort of hatchback kind of looking car.
Talking about. Well, that's cool. I'm gonna buy an Toyota 4Runner sometime. I don't know. I don't want to give up this Mustang. I just love this thing so much, but I'm gonna have to trade it, or my wife will probably divorce me. So, that's an idea. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, so so that'll be my last vehicle with an internal combustion engine, I imagine. I don't know what my wife wants to get when she buys a new car. She's going to want to go electric or not.
David, now that I've driven an electric vehicle, I will probably never buy a combustion engine vehicle ever again. This thing, it just drives so well, and it's so quiet. And, you know, the acceleration is just unbelievable in this thing. So, yeah, I think I'm done with internal combustion engines, just to be honest.
Motors really have a lot of torque, and they'll definitely, especially, you know, taking off from a start, they'll definitely, you could probably outrun a Mustang. Mine's like 420 horsepower, and I would catch you at the top end, but, you know, you'd beat me off the line, that's for sure. So, I just like the rumble and the sound and shifting gears, and I want to drive the car, so, but I have been in my cousin has a Tesla. He bought one of the first ones that came out, the big one. And he demonstrated it, how it would just drive itself. We were in Christmas traffic in the mall, and he didn't touch anything, and it stopped when it needed to. It started off, and then the car in front of it started off, and it kept a safe distance and stayed in its lane. I mean, it was just incredible. And so I was amazed.
Been given a first-hand demonstration of Tesla self-driving, but I hear it is unbelievable. The Super Cruise in this car, basically it will keep the lane for you, and it'll keep the distance to the car in front of you, but it doesn't make turns or change lanes or anything like that automatically. It's just kind of like, you know, if you want to just sit here behind this truck or whatever, go for it, and I'll keep you right here. You know, fiddle with the radio, you know, talk to people in the car. You know, pay attention to the road, obviously, but, yeah, it's definitely convenient, though. I mean, I'm sitting here, but I don't have a hand on the wheel. You know, I got Mike in my hand and the other hand in my lap, just kind of sitting here watching. So it's a lot less stress, especially on these long drives. But I definitely hear you about wanting to drive the car. I mean, there are definitely times where I'd love to have a gear shift in my hand and, you know, hear that rumble and shift the gears and stuff. But, you know, on my daily commute, I am perfectly okay with just sitting here.
That is the difference. This car is a lot more fun to drive, you know, just like to the store and back, and or go to my sports club over there on Congaree, which is about a little less than a 15-minute drive. It's stuff like that. That's a lot of fun. And this car does good on the highway. It's really not that loud on the highway unless I, downshift and step down on it. Even though I've taken the mufflers off of it, the only thing it's got is the catalytic converters, and then it's open all the way back. So, I want to be able to hear it, and you can definitely hear it. My wife complains that I know I got it right.
Enjoy driving it. That's what's important. But you know what they also say, happy wife, happy life. So sometimes you just got to make those sacrifices.
I got a motorcycle too, so she wants me to get rid of that. She drives a Toyota Highlander, which is it's a little bigger. I say it's bigger. It's built on the Avalon subframe, and it's just up high. She likes that, and it's a great vehicle, and it has the it's a 2016, but it has the cruise control. Once you set it, you can set the distance you want to follow the car in front of you, and it will it won't let you get any closer than that. And and so you have to kind of anticipate, if you come up on a slow car, you kind of have to get over a little sooner than you normally would, or it'll start slowing down, anticipating you coming up on that car. So that's kind of neat. And it would brake and stop if it had to. But that only works when the cruise is on, just in driving in normal traffic, out here on Wade Hampton, it would work, I guess, if you wanted to use your cruise at 40 miles an hour, but, who wants to use cruise in traffic like that?
I guess it would be okay with using cruise in traffic like that, but, that's convenient, I've never had an adaptive cruise control before, but now that I have one, I can't live without it. Just, it takes a whole load of stress off of not having to worry about matching the car in front of you. It just does it for you. I think this car will actually emergency brake even with the cruise off. It has pedestrian detection and forward collision detection, and it will emergency brake for you in either case, regardless of cruise control. So that's kind of cool to know, too. Just a little bit of extra peace of mind. I mean, I hope I never get into the situation where it has to activate, because that means I really wasn't paying attention. But, it's there. It's nice that it's there.
KJ4YQK, Mobile. How are you doing?
Okay, now my Grand Cherokee's got the adaptive cruise control, lane assist, and it does the emergency braking and stuff. The technology's getting pretty good there. I've actually had it stop the car when I had a car pull out in front of me. So it actually works, and it'll keep you out of accident. Now, as for a battery stuff, I can't go electric because I tow long distance, and a long distance trip would take me a very long time if I had to recharge the battery all the time towing.
My name here is Eric, WTJKT. How are you today?
David, not me.
Good here. I hop up on there every now and then. I work from the house, so I'm not behind the wheel much. So occasionally I get on there, went out, picked up some groceries, and dropped some checks off at the bank.
Funny you mentioned batteries. I am driving an EV right now, and I do plan on driving to D.C. from down here for Thanksgiving. And I've got my route planned out, a couple of stops at D.C. fast chargers along the way. And I think I have to stop for a grand total of about an hour to get enough battery about 70 miles out, and then another stop after about another 170 miles. And it should be about a half an hour at each stop. So I guess we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping it works out well, and it only cost me about an hour in charging time.
Let's see if I got it. So when you get through Virginia, you ought to stop it. You'll go right by the HRO there, and you ought to stop by, and you can charge your car and go ham radio shopping there at the HRO.
Well, I've been in there dozens and dozens of times. It's kind of like a tradition that whenever I go visit my folks there, I drop in on this store. I don't think he has a DC fast charger, though, so, you know, it's a pretty slow charge on level two.
You want the fast charge when you're traveling. So I was watching the review on the Ford F-150 where they were towing, like, I think it was like 5,000 pounds, and they're having to recharge every 100 miles for their battery to be drained down. And they end up canceling their road trip because of it.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here, guys. Y'all carry on. I'm in the garage, and I'm going to be playing tennis in less than an hour, so I'm going to get something, a little bite to eat, and put on some tennis shorts and a shirt and get out there and see what I can do, get some exercise. Y'all be careful driving, and let's see, Eric, I'll turn it back over to you. And I'll stick around for your final KB4CVA.
I don't know who won.
Neither one of us, maybe. it was just garble. But anyway, I'm jumping out of here, so I'm in the garage, and y'all carry on, and I'll stick around for your final. Go ahead and pick it up, Eric, KB4CVA.
Thanks for getting back with me today and keeping me company for a while. So this is W2JKT. Other station, I missed your call sign.
Hello, YQK, and the name's David here. I live out in Dacresville.
KQK, I think I've heard this call sign before. I can't remember when, but it seems awfully familiar to me.
I'm on occasionally. It's just I work from the house now 100% of the time, so I get up on occasionally on the air.
I'm on here pretty much every day since I started my commute. I moved to Shelby, North Carolina a couple of months ago, and I still commute down to Anderson on I-85 every day. So I'm on here for a good bit, mornings and evenings. It just helps pass the time.
My job offer down there is Anderson. One time I turned it down, but the pay wasn't good enough.
I'm dealing with some traffic. Can you repeat?
Pop up before in Anderson. Ended up turning it down because of pay. Where I'm working now, I got paid a little bit better. There, I work for Shaw Industries out of Dalton, Georgia.
I'm working for TTI there in Anderson. You see that Ryobi building on I-85? I'm in that building.
Much that's being built over time there. I know exactly where that building's at.
Used to be down on Paramondary Road in Anderson in this old warehouse-type building, but we built a new innovation center a couple of years ago, and I've been working in there since, and it's not a terrible commute from Shelby. It's about an hour and 15 minutes each way, but it goes quick, and, you know, I've got the fun car to drive and the ham radio to keep me busy, so it's not too bad. I've been doing it for a couple of months now, and I only go in the office a couple of days a week, so it's pretty manageable.
I used to go to office, I think it was twice a week, and they relocated the building that I was working out of to Spartanburg, and they wanted to charge me rent. I was like, we just work from home full time.
Do that, but in my role, it'd be kind of hard for me to be gone all the time. I have about half a dozen direct reports, and I don't want to be a complete absentee manager, so I go in a couple days a week just to check in with everybody, get some FaceTime.
Another position there. I didn't want to drive. I would have probably have relocated if I took the other position there. But I enjoy working from the house full time there. It's got its benefits, and the big benefit is I can focus more at the house than I can at an office.
My work at home days, my 2 or 3 days work at home is all like report writing and, doing, PowerPoint presentations for classes I teach and some other things, just a lot of things I don't really need to interact with people on. But I do, I do one-on-one meetings with each of my guys once a week, and, I like to take everybody to lunch, once every couple of weeks, and, just get some good one-on-one FaceTime with everybody and just, kind of be there to help them with things. So it's a good deal I've got going.
And we became a big tool that we use most of the Microsoft Teams. We live on Teams.
And Outlook and all the things Microsoft. So, yeah, 100% invested in Microsoft platforms.
Google, we weren't Google. Now we're Microsoft. Microsoft was cheaper than Google. And I do .NET development, so I use a lot of Microsoft products.
Idea, but they never finish anything, so it's kind of frustrating. I've tried to use Google before in businesses I've had it, you know, in the past, and you know, things are never ever finished, and they tend to just, you know, quit and shut things down before they're ever finished, and it's just, you know, not a way to do things. And you know, at least with Microsoft, you have a lot of support, and you know, products actually get finished and released, and you know, they're more or less complete.
Can't complain. I have about Google. Everything's half baked on the Google suite there. And if you find something you like, they'll cancel it on you.
For free for a while, and then want to charge you once you get invested. But you know, the lack of a desktop companion app is really what kills Google for me. Like at least with Microsoft, you know, we can have native desktop apps that interact with SharePoint, and somebody, a web user and a desktop user, can be using it at the same time. You see live updates and edits and stuff, and you have a Teams chat going on the side. It just works. So yeah, I'm glad we're using it.
Software. Did you see where Twitter's source control was basically folders instead of no repositories or anything for their source control at a lot of the parts of the Twitter company? This weekend, it's like, I sit there, I was totally amazed at it. Like, and, you know, 10 years ago, when I was for a small company, we had source control. I was totally amazed someone that big would not have a solid source control procedure in place.
In my 20-plus years of being in engineering, I have never worked at a place that did not use some sort of advanced source control like ClearCase or Git or something.
Imagine being, that'd be pretty stressful there doing folders and stuff. I use Git. We use the Git stuff. And, you know, we get like large projects. We got like 3 or 4 people working on the same project. And we'll be creating our branches and merging and unmerging and all types of stuff. I cannot picture Twitter like that. That'd be very stressful.
I keep track of all those changes and merge things in manually and do all this stuff. I can't imagine doing it without source control. I'm flabbergasted to hear that, you know, a place like Twitter is using folders for source control.
That leaked out this weekend. Elon, he put that out on Twitter. He put out a meme about it there. And if you're a coder, you'd understand what he was telling everybody. Like, that's amazing. They got probably... Oh, man, probably about 5 years of transformation work to do to be able to get up to date.
Mr. Musk has his work cut out for him. Stand by for a second. I got to take this phone call. This is W2JKT.
Hello there. I'm back to the house here. I'm going to be in the house in about 4 minutes. This is KJ4YQK. Mumble.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT.